Welcome to the offices of China Hall on a Thursday, a rained out Thursday of Thursdays of downtown. It got rained out. It's all good though, because Thursday tonight we have an event at
and it's not rained out.
Offices of China Hall that's indoors and it's not rained out, and it's an art event. There's local artists coming together and they are doing an art exhibit and music and food, and it'll just be really cool. So, and the audio's working, right, Josh?
Audio's working.
Audio's working. All right, we're good. We are having a real deal podcast.
Love it. I see what you did there. I like it.
This is the real deal. Let's get down to business.
This is the new name of the podcast, the Real Deal Podcast.
Who is our lovely guest today?
I'm Ashley Moberg, the owner of Real Deals.
And what is Real Deals?
We are a home decor and boutique, and I feel like we bring something to Rochester that didn't have it as of about a year and a half ago, and just what every woman loves. It's a gift shop. It is full of all home decor that you could want to fill your house or office or whatever space. And then the bonus is we have really cute clothes. And how we got Real Deals is it's a franchise, and we got to keep with the name of it. So we hope that when women or gentlemen walk in and they find things that they want, they notice that the price is affordable. And not only can they get one thing, they might be able to get several things to fill their room or their closet. So,
yes. Have you been there, Josh?
I have not. I just found out where it was, though. So.
And where is it located? Where would you tell people to go?
Figured out it was down the road from Grey Duck Theater.
Yes.
Right?
It is. It is. Who we've been partnering with this week. Andy has been at our shop from 9 to 12.
Doing coffee. Okay.
For the gals. They love it. Yes, it's our customer appreciation week. So we're doing a thanks a latte event. So I
get what you did there.
You get what we're full of them. We're full of them. So I asked Andy if he would like to serve lattes to the ladies.
Nice.
For our customer appreciation week. Yeah.
So I put in the description, and I was asking this, but we'll ask it on the podcast. Like, when did this whole idea of having your own business actually begin?
Yeah. So it was roughly about 5 years ago. And since it is a franchise, I had been to them in Iowa. I'm from Iowa, and I fell in love with them. And we would go do girls' weekends and load up the car full of all goodness and come home. And my husband would be like, what happened? Like, what happened is I had a great time. So, and I just, from that point on, I was like, I would love to own that store. And I don't know, I just felt like Rochester really needed it. And I was just at a point in my life that I was looking for something different to do. And I made the leap and I did it. And then still to this day, it's kind of, when I think about it, it's like, did I do this? You know, and yeah, it's so fun though. And the ladies love it. I'm building great relationships with so many women in town, and it's fun to bring. My husband said it to me the other day. He's like, do you realize that what you pick out for the store and then women come in and shop, you're like personally decorating people's homes or, you know, reinventing their wardrobe? And I'm like, oh, I didn't really think of it like that. But that is like, it's really cool that I'm kind of a part of so many people's homes now in Rochester, and that's just fun to think about.
Yeah.
Do you think that the franchise route was, I don't say easier than kind of doing it yourself, if you started something similar, just doing like the same kind of thing, but without the franchise?
Yeah, I don't actually know how I would have done it from scratch. It would have been much more difficult. What working with the franchise, we work amongst certain vendors, so that's where we do all of our shopping through. We've got a great corporate team that helps us with our marketing and makes graphics for us and, you know, provides us a calendar of ideas. And so as much as I would love to say that I come up with all of these thanks a latte stuff on my own, I don't. But that's a benefit of being a part of the franchise, and they're really there to help you throughout the whole process, but yet at the same time, they're very lax and let you run your store how you want it, but just keeping with the theme and keeping with the fun atmosphere that we want to present to ladies. You know, you don't have to come in and buy stuff. Like, we just want you, I mean, obviously that's nice if they do, but we want it, but we want it to be,
we don't let you out unless you buy something.
It
actually
is mandatory. No, we just want it to be like a nice escape. We get a lot of spouses that will drop their significant other off at Mayo for appointments, and they just want to come and walk around and just forget about life and look at cute stuff, you know, and just, I always called it my happy place. That's actually the name of my LLC, is my happy place. And that's when, so when customers come in and they're like, this is my happy place, I'm like, I know, me too. That's what I named it.
It says it on the bottom of the receipt.
I know. So yeah, I mean, that's the main goal, is just to make women feel good and feel like family. I think a lot of our customers think of us as family, as we do them. So we see a lot of them on a regular basis, which is fun.
How about that first location that you saw? What's the difference of that first location in Iowa versus kind of what you're doing in your own location and how you came to be?
So for people that know the Real Deals stores, they're like faithful customers. And when they find out there's a Real Deals in a different town, they will go to it.
Got it.
And the number one thing that everyone says is that, you know, Real Deals stores are kind of always off the beaten path, and they're just in a unique part of town and in a unique building. And the very first one that I went into, it had several different rooms. It had wood floors, you know, that kind of creaked. I just like stuff like that. But all of the stores have just cute character to them, and they're just homey feeling. So I hadn't been in one that feels quite exactly like mine, but that's also what I like about it, is, you know, we're each our own, but like equally awesome in our own ways. So
then how does, like, the, if you can't tell already, we're like business podcast 101.
Yes.
So we're asking business questions.
Yes.
But like, how do you find your stuff? Do you have to go find it elsewhere, or like, what, you know?
Yeah. So
and it's ever changing. Like, I've been in there a few times now.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's completely new.
I knew you shop there.
Yeah. I know. Secretly, he's there. He's been in there more than a couple times. Yeah.
He's with the wine glass.
He comes for the wine. Secret's out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go to Market twice a year. I'm not sure if you've heard of Market, but they're huge in Vegas and Atlanta, where like Target goes to Market, Kohl's buyers go to Market. Like, that's how everybody fills their stores. And it's insane. I mean, if you're not a shopper, that's not where you want to be. I mean, we're talking like building upon building of floors and floors and floors of stuff. Like, you couldn't see it all if you tried. But what's fortunate about working within the franchises is we have our certain vendors that we work with. So I just visit those vendors and their showrooms, and they give me the little scanner gun, like when you're getting married and you scan. And I
yep.
And just beep, 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 beep. Yeah, the first time my husband went with me, I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, you need to slow down. I'm like, no, this is great. Beep.
It's just a small noise. So it's like in the middle of the night, he was like sleeping that night, and all he heard is beep, beep, beep.
He probably did. But if you've been in my store, it's a pretty large store, so it takes a lot to fill it. So there's a lot of scanning involved. but yeah, so that's where I do all my shopping, and I'm not buying all of it that day. It's just like basically mapping out when I need an order. I just email that vendor and I say, hey, you know that Market list that I scanned my heart away on? I need that now. So we get shipments in, big shipments in every week, every other week, because the store turns pretty quick. So it's fun. It should always feel new to any customer that comes in. We're always redoing our displays and getting new stuff, so we like to keep it fresh.
What do you got for a question, Tanner? I was gonna say, you mentioned before that you're kind of doing customer appreciation week. It's a full week. So that's going on right now.
Right now.
Is there any other events you guys have planned through the rest of this year or next year?
Yeah, so we do a ton of events. That's just one way that we like to you know, have a close relationship with our customers. So for customer appreciation this week, we're starting to hand out our no peeking envelopes that event will be going on in 2 weeks from now. So what that consists of is whoever comes in and makes a purchase, they get an envelope, and in the envelope is some fun coupon or gift card. It's something good. All of them are good. And they can't open it, though, until they come back and visit us during that week, and they open it, and it's so fun to watch these ladies, especially the ones that get like the $100 gift card or the $50 gift card, and they're like, you know, and you got to use it, otherwise it goes to waste. And so it's like, it's a free shopping spree, you know. But I mean, we go all the way up to 40% off an item. So you want an envelope. You want an envelope is basically what I'm saying, guys.
Awesome. So me and Tanner are going to have to go and get
an envelope. You need an envelope.
Yeah, well, we'll see if Bucky already in there.
Bucky's already got
my envelope. Don't worry about it.
He's walking out, got the envelope.
Yes, tell your wife.
What do you think about like events and wrapping that into retail? And we have a special guest joining from the corner. Who is the special guest? Come in here. Sit next to your mom.
Come on in.
Introduce yourself. People need to know who you are too.
Yeah. I know, because you're part of it. It's a family biz, isn't it? Who are you?
Kennedy.
Yeah, so when people come into the store, we're a mom and pop shop. So I've got a big family picture up behind the counter, and so everybody gets to see you and your brother and sister and my husband every day, and they see him in the store too. Kennedy's learning how to check customers out, and
that's awesome.
She's officially on the payroll.
Oh my gosh.
Doing stuff. Wow. Aren't you
way ahead of the
for the summer? I know she's only 7, but I tell you what, they know how to, they pick up on like the computer stuff like super fast.
All right. Kennedy, does your house look like the real deal store? I would feel like your house has to have stuff all over the place. Is your house just full of like decor?
Yeah.
See? Yeah. So when mom likes something, does she bring it home from the store and hang it up on the wall?
Yeah. I bring it home and your dad hangs it up, doesn't he?
Well, if it's like broken, then daddy fix it, and then we just leave it here.
Yep, so sometimes stuff doesn't make it, you know, through shipping very well, and I'm like, and I'm an out-of-the-box thinker, so I'm like, I can do something with this, so I bring it home, and my husband's a carpenter, so I'm like, what can you do? And your dad fixes it, and we use it. We recycle. I know.
So what do you think about, like, events in the space as part of retail? Is that, like... is that something that if you're a retailer and not doing them, is it going to really hurt you feel like a retailer in this market?
Are they missing out?
If you're not doing events?
Yeah.
I would say so. I mean, events are what really drive people to the store. I mean, literally and figuratively. But we just want to keep it fun. Like, it's not always that we're like doing these huge giveaways, but if you do something of just like on Thursdays now, we're serving wine as you shop. I mean, that's just fun. That might make a gal come to the store and be like, oh, I like to just stroll around Real Deals and have a glass of wine. Like,
yeah.
Why not? You know, so I like to do events. We do at least one a month. If not a couple, just to keep it interesting and keep it fun and light and, yeah, make it a regular stop for ladies, you know, keep Real Deals on their minds.
Right.
So then it's a corporate company. How do you deal with your marketing stuff? What do you get to do with, like, how much of that is on you, and then how much do they take care of for?
So they basically give us a calendar of suggestions of marketing ideas, and you can do basically what you want with them. If you want to market, you know, certain events, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. They're not gonna like scold you or anything for that. But there are events like the no peeking envelopes that are pretty big staples that I don't know anybody that skips out on them, because they're just known now. Like, customers will come from other stores and they're like, oh, yes, this store is having their no peeking event too, guy. I love the no peeking, you know. So the customers that know Real Deals, they're faithful. Mm. They'll travel, they'll bounce from store to store because they know that we all do our own buying, and each store is going to be different. Mm. Same feel, but different things in them. So you're not going to see repeat items everywhere.
Cool. So the no peeking one's been a big hit. What are some of the other events that you've seen bring in the most people or have, you know, produce the most business later on, or maybe even customer retention? What's been the most effective?
I know, that's a good question. We do a lot of open houses. We normally have a spring, summer, fall open house. We do events for Christmas that we'll do a Christmas like reveal where, I mean, that's super entailed. I'm not sure if you've seen our store for Christmas, but mm-hmm. like the whole, you know, front portion will be like winter wonderland, and it's super fun to like get that all up and then let the customers in, and so that's something that's fun. But yeah, the open houses and the no peeking events are probably biggest ones that we will run sales and reveal all of our like new seasonal items to see. We also do I think I've done 4 of them now. We do fashion shows.
Oh, sweet.
In the spring and the fall. And they, our last one sold out. We did 50 tickets and we sold out, and we just make a makeshift runway in the store. And I have my Real Deals girls do the modeling, which is great because all the customers know them. So everyone's comfortable with each other. We serve drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and then we end up playing Shop Till You Drop. And you guys know that? Shop Till You Drop?
No.
I don't know that.
What? No. You don't know Shop Till You Drop? Like the game show Shop Till You Drop? It was probably...
Everybody sprint around and
yes.
throw stuff in their car.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yes, exactly. It's older. Geez, am I older than you guys?
Well, we don't watch much shopping store or shows, you know? It's like...
No, so what we do for that is we give all the ladies 30 seconds in the boutique to grab as much as they can, and they get 20% off of everything.
Sweet.
So you'd be shocked. Like if you're like big like Friends, do you like know Friends episodes? Like
yes.
Where like the wedding episode where Monica's looking for her wedding dress and she's like, go, and she's like blowing the whistle and she like they're like crazy. That's what these ladies are like. I've never seen women move so fast in my life, and they'll have like piles of clothes up above their head, and I'm like, you were only in there for 30 seconds. Like, that's not that long. It's impressive.
Oh,
it's
wow.
fun. So yeah, our fashion shows are really starting to become a lot of fun for the ladies.
Looking back, what would you have done differently as a business owner in the last couple years?
I know. That's a good question. I would probably, I mean, I was a respiratory therapist before this, so I didn't have a business background. So I would probably say I maybe should have taken some like bookkeeping type classes.
Yes.
Some, you know, like the non-fun stuff. I don't know how to do that stuff.
All
so
the, all the background.
Yeah.
Everything.
I just don't want to do that. I just want to play with clothes and decor and call it a day. But it turns out you have to do the non-fun stuff too. So I just outsource all of that. but if I could go back and say like, okay, you should probably learn something, it would probably be to like learn how to keep track of the books a little better.
Yeah. Like QuickBooks. Are you
yeah.
working with QuickBooks?
Yeah, we have QuickBooks yeah. and all of that jazz. I just don't know how to do it. So
and,
I have somebody else do it.
and I would think like in your business too of understanding margins and like
yeah.
understanding what you're buying for versus what it needs to be sold for and how there could be a profit built in. And
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
You'll learn it as you go, I imagine.
Yeah, I've learned a lot as I've gone, but I'm kind of like a sponge, so luckily I can pick it up pretty quick.
So what's some things that stand out that you've learned being a business owner?
Yeah, definitely, like, when you talk about margins, before I started, I didn't know what margins were, you know, but fortunately, with corporate, we mm-hmm. go through training, and they teach you all of that, and, yeah, that advertising, I had no idea, you know, how much one probably needs to advertise and all of that and how to go about it. And then just, yeah, marketing, all of that, just like back end stuff. When I opened Real Deals, I just wanted to like open a cute shop.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think a lot about the back side of it, but we figured it out and it's great and we're doing great. So
what about social media? How has social media played a role in your business and what you've embraced on social media? What have you seen as return?
Yeah, social media is probably the biggest thing that we do. We're big on Facebook, we're big on Instagram. We have a very faithful following that's growing every single day, so we're very fortunate with that. So we do a lot of live videos showing everybody when we get new shipments in. I've started to even do like open boxes in front of ladies, mm-hmm. and they love it. And so, and that's kind of fun for me too, because I order it all, but I kind of forget what I order because I order so much. And it's fun to open boxes. It's like Christmas. And yeah, so social media. So, and then we also have the VIP boutique. So ladies that are on Facebook can join our VIP boutique group. And they're the ones that see everything that come into the store first for clothing. And I do live sales and I ship if they want it to ship and all that. So they literally I change my outfit like 30 times in an hour and they literally can just comment certain things and it, you know, they're basically buying clothes right off my body. And it's fun. Like we do games. I have a fun spin wheel for prizes and discounts. But you got to be in the VIP boutique group to get in on that.
How do you join?
The group's just right on the Facebook page and it's just called VIP boutique.
Okay. And it's open.
Yep.
Okay.
So anybody can join. I think we've got like over 2,000 ladies in it right now. Wow. So it's fun.
I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask, which social media platform do you focus the most on?
It used to be Facebook was probably the most, but only because I didn't know how to do Instagram. I was just kind of Instagram dumb. But I've learned a lot. And so now I actually have a ton of fun with Instagram and all the stories and doing all the fun little things that you can put on the stories. So
nice.
Instagram, we're really trying to pick up our game on that. Because there's a lot of people that only do one or the other and they don't necessarily do both. So
you see a lot more activity now on Instagram compared to Facebook? Just so like people engaging or...
You know, it's kind of... People engage way more on Facebook. Okay. For my business personally, okay. mm-hmm. than Instagram. Because I think Instagram's a little bit younger of a demographic. And the demographic for the store is probably anywhere from like 25 to 100, you know. So we don't capture like the teenagers at the store as much because they don't have homes. They're not
right.
decorating. You know, we'll get them in the store for the clothes, but... Mm. Yeah, so Facebook is bigger for engagement, but we're sure trying on Instagram. We're having fun with it anyway.
So do people that come in, do they ever, like when I always go to a place, I always do like a story and I'll like tag the place that I'm in. Do you see any of that?
Yeah, we have a lot of people that will take pictures of, actually a gal just did today, she bought a big sign and I saw her friend take a picture of her outside the store and they'll post that and tag the store. A lot of people will send like write recommendations on the Facebook mm-hmm. page, you know, as soon as they leave, which is super nice. We do have a lot of like check-ins and yeah.
I think it's cool when some businesses will, like they'll make a certain area in the business like dedicated to that kind of stuff. Like they'll make like this fun wall or this iconic piece that like everyone just goes in and takes a picture with.
Yeah.
I like that like idea of doing something like that, because then more people are, you know, sharing their stuff, more eyes are on your store.
Oh, exactly. Because you see that and then you see people comment on it and it's like, where is this? Where did you get this? And it's like, yay, yes, tell your friends.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more and more of that over the years. It's just you're turning retail into something so interactive, you know, versus what it has been in the past. And I just think it's so cool. Well, one, it's cool you know, as a business owner, because I feel like you get to engage with your customers and stuff. Yes. The customers too, because they feel like they can take part in the store and really, like you said, be a part of the family. And I think that can go across industries too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of things are going.
Yeah, you know, when we first opened, I had a lot of people that were like, don't do this, retail is dying. And then I read an article probably shortly after I started or I opened, and it was a very interesting article that was about how retail's not dead, but lazy retail is dying. And it's basically all the big box stores that they're not doing anything fun and exciting to get their customers in, and it's the smaller businesses that are, and they're taking more of an initiative and making it more personal, and people want that. I mean, people want to be greeted when they walk in. I know a lot of our customers' names, and they're like, oh my God, you know me? I'm like, yeah, I know you. Like, and that's fun. Like it just makes you feel like you're at home when you're shopping, and that's what we want people to feel. So I don't feel like retail is dead at all. I think you just have to make it fun and make it interesting and
make it more personal.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Kind of going on that, do you do any online sales?
Well, we have our online website for the boutique. Okay. So when you go to the Facebook page, there's a Shop Now button at the top of that Facebook page. And that sends you then to our, basically whatever's in the boutique right now is also on that webpage.
Okay.
So you can shop that way. We just don't do online home decor because it's too much of a hassle to ship it. Mm-hmm. And I get nervous that stuff's going to break. And
a lot of,
yeah. Yeah, clothes Bigger don't break. Yeah, exactly.
If you had a tip for a guy in his 20s looking to buy something for his girlfriend, what would that be?
Yeah. Well, you could...
or wife, right, Tanner?
Yeah, you know, you can come in and, you know, girls like flowers, but we also like flowers that don't die. And what we do at Real Deals is we encourage women to bring in their empty vases. And if you don't have a vase, we have a million of them. But bring in like some of your favorite empty vases and we'll fill it up for you and we'll do the floral arrangement for free and you can walk out with it like you did it. And I mean, what girl doesn't like that? You can have a pretty floral arrangement for your room or your kitchen or, you know, bathroom,
you just
wherever.
Spray something on it so it smells good.
I mean, we can. I like it.
I'm you never die.
Exactly.
It's funny because I saw that. What did she make them out of? It was on Shark Tank, and this lady made fake flowers, and she actually didn't get the sharks to invest. And I don't know exactly why it was, but when I saw the idea, it was like, makes a lot of sense. Oh, and it was for weddings, like how they were making these flowers that looked really cool for weddings, but they weren't the real flower. And there, I think that's where the sharks were going, should it be real or shouldn't it be? You
right.
know, and some of them were like, I think it was Barbara, she's like, it has to be real. There's no excuses, right? And then the others are like, yeah, but it like doesn't have to be. So I don't know. That's what it made me
think. It doesn't
of.
Have to be if it looks real. I mean, there's some, our floral market in the store is hugely popular and we're constantly getting new florals in because a lot of them look very real. Our succulents, women are like, yeah. Is this real? I'm like, no, nothing's real in here because I can't keep anything alive. So,
yeah.
But we want it to look real, and that's the ticket.
That's awesome. Love it. Well, if people want to learn more about Real Deals, if they want to learn more about like what you're doing in the store, where can they find out more about it?
Check us out on Facebook. Just type Real Deals Rochester into your search bar. We'll pop right up. Or Real Deals Rochester on Instagram. And we're on there every day showing you all of our new stuff and new ideas. So that's promotions, all that. So that's how you won't miss out.
Great.
Join the VIP club.
Join the VIP club. Except for I don't really allow guys in.
Okay.
You know,
sorry guys.
So you
no,
guys aren't allowed in the VIP club.
We'll start our own VIP club.
It's a girls only club.
Oh, those guys only club.
Yeah. We can figure good. Something out.
I am Bucky with the offices of China Hall, and we have a great event tonight, which is Thursday. We're going to try to make this consistent every Thursday. Different artists come in. Tonight's one of the first ones, and if you're watching and you're looking for something fun to do tonight because Thursday's downtown is canceled and you got done shopping at Real Deals, come up to offices at China Hall from 7 to 11.
Super cool.
Yeah.
I'm Josh Langmaid. I don't know what camera I'm looking at. I own Media Corps. If you need any video work done, let me know.
And you're looking at this one.
Yep. Tanner Nordland with Realty Growth Incorporated. Real estate.
Yeah.
Talk to Tanner. TalkToTanner.com.
Thank you. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. And we think you should probably start a podcast as well in the store and start talking about fashion and so many other things.
Hey, I'm down.
We can help you with that.
I can do that all day long. That's keep me out of the backside of the business and the fun stuff.
And thank you for bringing your special guest as well, Kennedy.
Yeah,
it was great to have her on the podcast. That was a blast. We'll see you next time.